And there was another story. No, but that's incomplete.
The girl was so anxious to she loved Barbara, but then she got so involved worrying about her fiancé that she just couldn't get anything from Barbara that day.
Did Eric give you on the tape that story about Barbara's explanation of when one is angry? Was it given on tape? It was?
I think. I can't remember.
Ah, yes. Then it's... Then it is. Ah, then it is. Then it is.
You probably have to tell us another time because if it's on tape, you probably wouldn't.
Whatever it is, one day... Baba always used to ask us these things, you see. For instance, says, we talk of God all the time. And you have been living with me for so many years now. And then there is no other talk but of God or the God-man. But after all, what is God? Have you all given any thought to it? Baba would ask us that, all of a sudden. So then, of course, it was our duty to reply, you see. Because we were not the ones with Baba who were the adorers, you see. We were the ones who used to comply with what Baba's orders were or his wishes or anything of the sort. We were not the ones to just gaze upon him, you see, in adoration and sit quiet. He didn't like that. He wanted men, so to say, vivified, ignited, electrified persons around, you know, like Oliver.
Oh, well, he didn't always
the jumping that. Jack, you see. Yeah. He wanted people, live people around him, you see.
But he didn't always put up with alibis.
Of course, that is a different thing that goes to the very extreme, you see. But he wanted people. He would try to distract the person who just sits and adores, you see. He would just ask him something or make him feel out of that adoration, you see.
Or get up and do something.
Yeah. So then he, all of a sudden, he put this question like that. What's God, after all? So people started saying things, what is God and all that. And there were some philosophers, Baba lovers, who started giving a philosophy on God, you see. And then there were some theosophists. So they, from theosophical point of view, they said. And so on and so forth, you see. So then of all this, you see, there was such a long explanation and just God. God was not defined at all according to what Baba wanted it to be done. And Baba's definition was just three words of God. And he said that if anyone were to ask you what God is, or what is God, you simply, the answer to it, the perfect answer to it is, what is not God? That's the answer to it. You see? So such things as you find in the Wayfarers also, succinctly put, you see, about the mind. The mind that works fast is mad, mind that works is man, mind that works slow is must, and mind stopped is God. So that is his language.
And
likewise,
what is a philosopher? What is philosophy?
Simple thing made difficult is philosophy, that Baba said. That's what he would say, you see, like that. These are the things, all of a sudden you would say these things.
And the real yoga?
Yoga. Real yoga is you go. There's no other yoga other than you go. And I come, Baba says. You go and I come. That's yoga. All right, whatever it be. So one day, likewise, Baba asked this. He says, do you all know why you people, when you all get angry, you shout at one another? Baba puts this question to us. So we, of course, try to explain in our own way as to why we shout. He says, we feel angry. He says, yes, but why do you shout? They are so close to one another, you see. Why do you want to shout at the persons? So then somebody gives some explanation, I don't remember, you see. So it took about half an hour with the discussion and all that before the real explanation came from Baba. Naturally, he used to give us scope to exchange our views, you see. Baba was a perfect person. He lived with us as man among men, not as God among men. Follow? So, time and again we forgot who he was. You see, he came so close. He was so very intimate that we forgot all the time. Had we ever remembered who he was, today you wouldn't have found us sitting by your side, sir. We would be by his side. But he made us forget, because it was our time to forget. Or at whatever it is, so he once asked why we shouted, why we raised our voice. So then there were no excuses when we were angry. So there was no plausible explanation that satisfied Baba and all that. So Baba himself said, well, maybe that the distance that you create when you get angry is much more than when you are not angry. So what happens, Baba says, is when you feel angry or get angry on a person, he is far removed from your heart. Removed, far away from your heart. And that's why you raise your pitch, you see, and shout at the person and shout loudly at him. And the more you get angry, the louder you shout at him. That means you drive him further away, further and further away from your heart, the distance you create. So that appealed to us, appealed to most of us. But, well, we just nodded our heads, you see, like sheep. But then Baba didn't seem to be satisfied with the satisfaction expressed by us. So he tried to give a different angle. The viewpoint was quite different now. So he changed the topic and says, but do you know why people speak softly when they are close together? Because they come closer and closer. What happens, he says,
you mean close together in
proximity, in affection. When two persons love each other, what happens? There's no shouting at all, Baba says. It's just the opposite of the person who is angry or something to somebody. So what happens when a person is close to the other person, when a person loves the other person, they speak softly. The more they love, the softer is the tone. Till sometime you find that they whisper. Then the whisper becomes even less audible, you see. And then the audibility is no more. Then there comes a stage when the person is brought so close to the other's heart that there is no question of even whispering, there is just gazing. And then eventually you become just one with each other. So that's how, why do we shout at each other? Because we remove the person from our vicinity, from the vicinity of our heart. And when a person is brought closer, there's no need even to speak, or no need even for any exchange of speech. Maybe his silence is because of that reason, that he's so close to us, you see. That there's
that
no
we
need.
We are so close
we
to
are close
his heart,
to
that
his
he
heart,
loves
that
us
he loves
so
much,
much
that
there's
that
no
there
is no need for speech, words. I think that's the best reason for silence. He's silent because there is no need. We are so close to his heart. He loves us so much that there is no need for speech.
What did you say?
As someone adequate explanation.
Yeah.
Baba's explanations would be like that, even if they were the most practical, they would be, usually. And even on a tiny thing, any subject, Baba's explanation would be just fit. Ah. Yes, that's right. Like these explanations. I mean, they're complete, right?
One day Baba asked us to, why do people pray to God with an expression that there is something above them, you see?
They'd raise their hands.
They raise their hands like anywhere
up.
You go in the world, you see. Anywhere. You may go and meet the aborigines in Australia, or the most sophisticated people, or anybody who is in touch with God, so to say. Just it's
they
like this.
Up.
Why they look up? What is there in the skies? Why do they want to look up? Why do they raise their hands like that in supplication? Why? Why is that natural reflex of a human being in trying to invoke God's attention or blessing or whatever it is? Why? Why is it? So then, of course, we started saying that, well, we want something from somebody who is here and there and everywhere, and so naturally we can't do this. Why can't you do that, Baba says? Why can't you do that? You can do that if you want to. You can do that. But why all the people, everywhere you go, they do like this? Why is it so? without any distinction of race, creed, caste, sex, anything like that. Why is it? She says, it's but most natural, most normal, the most logical thing to do, you see. Because, although we do not know through our minds that innately it is so, it is a fact, it's a it's reality, that which we to whom we pray to is beyond us. It's a sign, it's a symbolic expression of something. We are invoking the blessings or attention of somebody, something that we call God, beyond us. And mind, we know that mind is something here, that's something here. So what is that? Beyond that is nothing but here. You can't, it's just beyond. So that's the reason why the expressions become like that, you see. That we are asking, not that because God is in the sky, but it's a symbol, it's symbolic of we are trying to address something or somebody who is beyond us. And where can it be? Beyond us means something above us, you see. Hmm.